All right. My name is Grace. Welcome back to the Seven Lakes podcast. Today we are speaking with some of the members of Studio 7 about their upcoming production of Cinderella. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
I'm Avery and I'm one of the assistant directors.
I'm Melania and I'm playing Ella and I'm also a dance captain for the show.
I'm Anvi and I'm the stage manager.
That's wonderful. So let's just start off by letting everyone know how committed y'all all are to this show. It's a big commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How often are y'all like coming in to rehearse?
Oh, so we rehearse every day. Usually the timings are pretty similar for actors and technicians, but I'd say 3 to 5 every day. Sometimes we go to 6. And then on Saturdays, we always have rehearsals. Like 9 to 3 for technicians, and I know it's usually 9 to 4 for actors, and that's like our pretty typical rehearsal schedule.
Yeah, and then when we start getting into tech week and we start doing longer rehearsals, sometimes it's 3 to 8, just whenever we finish up, and some Saturday rehearsals can go from 8 to 8.
Yeah, the directing team started this process in like mid-October, and we started rehearsals for the cast in November. So it's been a long time. It's a long process.
It's a huge time commitment. Y'all have obviously put so much work into the show. We're all excited to see it. Melania, you are Cinderella in Cinderella. Would you like to briefly talk about the challenges that come with taking on a role that people are so familiar with?
For sure. Definitely a huge part is making sure that I'm staying true to the script and acknowledging that this is an adaptation of the story, that I don't have to portray the Disney character that we've seen in the movie, in the original movie. With this script, this character is a lot more layered. There's a lot more that you can see from this character that you wouldn't really see from like what the Disney movie gives you. So I think making sure that I prioritize that.
Yeah, and this isn't the Disney version of Cinderella.
It's not.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes.
So are there any like big differences that we should be aware of?
There's a few. There's some new characters, some exciting new antagonists and protagonists.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little spicy. and it goes, I feel like every character has a more of a personality, like especially with the stepsisters, the stepmother, Ella and Topher, who's the Prince Charming. They all have more distinct personalities, and this show is a lot more humorous and relatable, I feel like, than the original Disney.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a lot different from doing a play and anything like that. The choir's been heavily involved.
Yes.
You've got the choir directors involved. You've got some of our dance teachers from Sapphires working on this. Obviously, you're the dance captain. You know that there's been a lot more involvement there. It's dance. It's a physical show. How's that been? Because I know like there are a lot of people who maybe haven't been in a musical before where they've been like dancing and singing, doing those things at the same time. How's that kind of been? Transition.
It's been very difficult to bridge all the gaps, and as a director, that's been our goal, is to because normally with a theater show we just have our theater kids, right? But we have choir kids, we have the pit, which is people in band and orchestra, we have dancers, so we're trying to bridge all these gaps and create this like one big Cinderella community. That's been a struggle, and also with scheduling all of our rehearsals, like, oh, this is a music rehearsal day because this is when this person is free. This is when our choreographer is free. So it's just a lot more of like little details that we need to plan really well to execute it.
Yeah, the biggest thing is like planning, scheduling, doing a lot of things in advance to make sure that, you know, we're using rehearsal as efficiently as possible.
A really, really big thing for like a technical side is obviously is like time management. You need to make sure that you are planning things out before, and like obviously the technical aspect includes a lot of different crews, and it's really important that each crew has like sort of like a general idea of what they're doing at what point in the week and like when they need to get certain things done. So like time management is a very, very big part of this show to ensure success.
And this is, I have a question about tech.
Yes.
This is something that I've heard. Fairy Godmother's gonna fly? There's like a crew on that. Is there any truth to that? Can you elaborate?
Yes, that is true. We will have the Fairy Godmother character. She will be flying at 2 points in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So have there been any challenges? Because is this something y'all have done before? Or
we've done it in the past, but nothing that like has been done since I've been here and since I think any of us have been here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime we've done anything like that, it hasn't been in our time here.
Yes.
Oh, so.
Yeah. And this is a big deal because mm-hmm. obviously the last musical was Putnam and it wasn't as mm-hmm. big of a production as this. The last mm-hmm. time y'all have had a production on the scale yes. was Beauty and the Beast. And yes. no one who's here right now was here for that. So yes. it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of like the next generation's big musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the flying has been really fun with blocking, like planning where the actors enter and yeah. exit and things, and planning where our fairy godmother is going to like enter and exit flying, and how we can play with that with her character is a really fun aspect that I didn't mm-hmm. anticipate going into this. Yeah. So it's super exciting. And we have a whole like crew just for that
yes,
oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
system.
Yes. That's so exciting. It's really going to help bring the magic to the show.
Oh, definitely. yeah. Tech is just, honestly, I mean, we have the music and everything, but tech is one of the biggest elements that really sets the magic oh, and really, mm-hmm. really puts it all together.
Yeah, it helps immerse audiences in oh, yeah. the show they're going to see. This is also yeah. really exciting because Cinderella, obviously, you have a lot of kids who really enjoy Cinderella
oh, yeah.
in a way that maybe you don't have a super huge pre-existing fan base for something mm-hmm. like Shakespeare in Hollywood mm-hmm. or Almost Maine.
Right, right.
Yeah, so this
exactly.
is yeah, exciting. Have y'all been working on publicizing this to the elementary schools and just...
Oh,
what's
yes.
the publicity
yes.
process yes. been?
So our publicity manager, her name's Rebecca. She's been working very, very hard.
Props to Rebecca.
yes, yes, props to Rebecca. Out. Shout out to her. she's been working on posters. We just got our shirts in. But she's also been advertising tour. It's the elementaries, you know, she's made like I think she's gonna do some coloring pages mm-hmm. and like bookmarks
oh.
and such.
Oh yeah.
And she's making that's cookies so. For all the teachers and it's gonna be very yes. exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so sweet. I love this.
it's very exciting. And we have an invited dress rehearsal that is during school, which is the day before opening night, and we're gonna have junior highs and elementary schools attend, which is very, very exciting. I can't wait to hear the reaction yes. from the kids specifically.
Yes.
Just reactions in general from any audience member, but like especially seeing like how younger audiences are going to take in everything.
Yeah. And for this reason and also for the reason of like it is a musical, the nature of mm-hmm. a musical, you involve so many different communities within the school.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella, it really seems like this is such a community project type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to see so many mm-hmm. people coming together, not just in the people who are working on the show, but audiences.
Yes.
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 How do y'all feel about the Cinderella community that's been created?
That was actually back in October, I think.
Yes.
The directors and the stage management team had a meeting and we came up with these like goal words, and one of the goal words was community, and we really mm-hmm. wanted to build a community because, you know, it's not only like theater, it's also like band and orchestra, and it's also choir, and it's just so many like fine arts coming together, and we really wanted to focus on community, and yeah. that was one of yeah. our goals.
And even beyond our school, we have mm-hmm. Costume experts helping us
yes.
Construct the costumes, plan all of those things. We have parents who are helping with ticket sales and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really not even just the students and faculty at yeah. Seven Lakes, but it goes beyond that, and that's super exciting to see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a big thing that we've been stressing, is just making sure we can like build this like really fun and environment where everyone feels like they're a part of something so special.
Yeah,
so it's really cool.
It's made me feel really lucky to feel so much support from so many different people in our school and outside.
Yeah. And Avery, you're one of the assistant directors.
Yes.
How has that been? Like, what exactly does being the assistant director mean?
It's been a lot of fun. It's my first time directing out like such a big show. I've done like little scenes and things, but this is my first big like main stage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things to it. One of the biggest things is blocking the show. So that's like where the characters enter, where they exit, where they cross to. And we're almost coaching the actors yeah. is the best way I can describe it. So we like planned that for the entire show mm-hmm. a while the actors were in their music rehearsals and their dance rehearsals.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I also like take attendance, plan scheduling, what we're working different days and making sure that we're hitting all the things we need to. So the biggest thing, honestly, is probably the organization,
mm-hmm.
like just making sure yeah. we're on track of everything. And making those big artistic decisions, I feel like especially with the transformations and the big magic
yes.
moments,
ooh, yes.
it's definitely been a challenge figuring out, okay, what do we want our actors to be doing? How can we make this as magical and like feel as real as we can. And that's something I feel like tech has also been a really big part of.
Can we talk about the idea of the transition and the costumes and all? Because I'm so excited to see that. It's going to be all like glittery and fun. And
so we have our head of costumes, Kennedy, and our assistant, her name's Ritika. They both have been working very, very hard. We have over 100 costumes, and it's been a very, very tedious process for them, but they have been working so consistently and effectively, and I'm very excited to see the final product with all the costumes.
And Melania, dance captain, that's fun. You're kind of doubled up. How has that been? Just what do you do as dance captain, and how has being dance captain while also having such a large role in the musical, how has it been balancing those two things?
I'm really lucky because I'm a co-dance captain, so we have another dance captain. Her name is Sophia, and we really share the work because there is a lot. We do have a choreographer for this show, but dance captains are also in charge of choreographing certain numbers as well, especially things like transitions, which can be very difficult. I guess as dance captain, it's really important for me to always plan things out, like formations, where everyone is at what time, and keeping that really organized, planned out ahead of time. Also knowing, you know, what kind of skills we have in the production, and making sure that when we do things like our stretching before, that we're hitting everything. Also, we have lifts in the show, which are very exciting, and making sure that we're having a lift call before we do runs to make sure that everyone's safe and that everything's running smoothly.
So obviously we're really far into the rehearsal process. Y'all have run the whole show.
Yes, we have run the whole show multiple times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, through running the show, you've heard all the lines. You've seen all the little pieces of it. Do you have any favorite lines or favorite parts of the show?
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
There's so many good ones. And I'm taking line notes for the actors. So I'm reading the script as they run every single time. So I'm starting to like memorize all of it, which is really fun. One of my favorite moments is the top of Act 2. We have this really fun number Kylie, who plays Charlotte, she's one of the stepsisters, sings, and it's so much fun. And it's just like all the actors are just having such a fun time, and they're all acting angry. I'm not going to spoil too much because you have to watch the show to see it.
Right.
But it's such a fun number. And so that's definitely one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that would have to be my favorite too. I love seeing that. It's so full of energy, and it's just a really, really fun scene to watch.
And everyone in that number kills it every single time.
100%.
I'd say I'm going to share one of my favorite lines, because out of context, I love this line. Yeah. This is one of Charlotte's lines. She says, "I can imagine it, and I have no imagination." And it just gets me every single time. And I just love the musical number with the stepmom, stepsisters, and Ella.
Oh,
it's very
exciting. I love that. Oh, one more line I really like is from our fairy godmother, Marie. It's, "You'd be surprised how many beautiful,
crazy women.
Oh my God. You'd be surprised how many
beautiful
dresses.
Gowns.
Gowns.
Crazy women.
Crazy women." Something like, it was so funny.
I love it so much. There's just so much more humor and personality in this version.
I laugh out loud all the time watching you guys.
It's
talk.
Honestly
it's so
hard not to break character on stage. Like, so many of these characters are so funny. Like, especially Fairy Godmother. Like, there's moments where I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I want to laugh so hard.
Yeah. And I mean, if people listening right now are thinking, man, I would like to laugh that hard. I need to see some of these lines in person.
Right.
Where do we buy tickets? When do tickets go on sale? When's the show? All of those questions.
Okay, so tickets go on sale January 26th. I think they may be out by the time the podcast comes out. And you go and purchase the tickets on studiovii.org/tickets. That's our website right there. And the show nights, we have a Thursday night show at 7, a Friday night show at 7 as well. And then on Saturday, we have a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. So we have four shows, February 2nd through 4th.
Yes, and tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for students. And we really, really just want to encourage getting tickets as soon as you can, just because we're already starting to sell to patrons and family members of people who are in crew or in the cast. So if you want a seat, a good seat, try to get it as soon as possible, because we can't guarantee.
It's the largest show production-wise y'all have had in 4 years.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's gonna
for sure.
Yes.
Get your tickets now.
Get them ASAP. Run. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Seven Lakes podcast.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here and talk about our show.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoy if you come see.
Yeah. And studiovii.org. Buy your tickets as soon as possible, right?
Yes. As soon as possible.
Okay. That's it.